I think 18th century readers were in the process of trying themselves to understand what they understood by the term novel. Novel was a word that had been used certainly quite frequently since the end of the 17th century. But in about the two decades or so before Tristram Shandy was published, the phrase the new species of writing was increasingly popular. And this reflected the uncertainty of readers about what it was precisely that was distinctive about what we would call a novel today. Prose fictions, obviously, had existed for a very, very long time, right back into the classical world and through the Renaissance. But for many readers, the romance, the other term that was frequently used, involved high-born characters, kings and queens. They were often heroic works. They were written in highly stylized, sometimes poetic language. And however entertaining they were, however imaginative they were, they often had very, very little connection with the ordinary lives of ordinary people. And from the beginning of the 18th century onwards, there was much more of a move towards novels being used to describe, the term novel being used to describe ordinary lives told in ordinary language. Now, not all of those lives were as ordinary as all that. If you think of Daniel Defoe, for instance, the life and strange, surprising adventures of Robinson Crusoe, this is not an ordinary life. Though in an age of discovery, it was also a particular kind of experience that people wanted to write about, recounted in the kind of language that could be read without recourse to a university education or so on. And if you look at some of Defoe's other works from the 1720s, Moll Flanders, for instance, or Roxana, there you really do have much more ordinary and yet at the same time engaging, exciting stories being told in accessible language. But I would say that the real breakthrough in the development of the modern novel comes in the 1740s, and it comes with Samuel Richardson's Pamela, the story of a 15-year-old servant girl told in her own language through letters to her parents and in a journal that she keeps about her attempts to, her successful attempts to resist seduction and even possible rape by her master, Mr. B. So this is a story of procrastinated rape, a version of a Cinderella story, because in the end, Pamela marries Mr. B, a story that people wanted to read, and yet at the same time, one that deliberately employed ordinary, everyday language. And from 1740 onwards in particular, you get an increasing number of these. Richardson's later fiction, Clarissa, for instance, his greatest work from the end of the 1740s. You get Fielding in Joseph Andrews, The History of the Adventures of Joseph Andrews, or Tobias Smollett, The Adventures of Roderick Random. Women's writing too, Charlotte Lennox in The Female Quixote or The Adventures of Arabella. Increasingly, these were books that ordinary readers could relate to much more easily.